And I stopped recording.
Were you supposed to?
Now it's the post show.
All right. Now I can make all kinds of racist jokes.
So this N person,
this N word,
at 7-Eleven.
Shut up, white inners.
You're so anyway. White.
What are we talking about? What's actually happening now?
No. Do you have electrolytes?
Okay, Chris, we're not taking your shirts off.
Okay, so this is the part where we don't have anything planned, so we can actually pay attention to what everyone's saying in the chat.
Right. Oh, is that how we're supposed to be doing this?
I don't know. I mean, it's
I don't know.
It's hard to read the questions and to hang out with the chatters and such. Bonus foe, 9-inch nails. Dude, I forgot to... I still haven't gone to listen to that. I need to go.
You should.
It'd be the same song. It's the only one I can... it's the only one I can mimic.
Wow.
That beats so hard.
It's in 3.5/4.
And it's in 7/8.
No, I'm which is call it 3.5/4.
Oh. Well, that's actually the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, step right up. Surprise. Lies. It's Broadway. Trent Reznor wrote a musical. Oh, will you bite the hand that feeds? Get down on your
Thanks,
knees.
Nathan Lane, that's wonderful.
He would be in it. Him and
Matthew Broderick
would be in it. What else? What other Nine Inch Nails song?
The Jesus Killers.
What other Nine Inch Nails song should be a fucking musical?
Perfect Drug.
Oh.
All of Broken.
Big, was that song called Big Man with a Gun?
Yeah. I am a big man. Yes, I am.
You remember when Broken came out and then
I'm called a big gun. What? Yeah.
That was Broken and then it was Fixed.
Right.
And like, I didn't know about Fixed.
I'll be right back.
And okay. I freaked out because I was like, oh, it's blue. Blue yeah. means little, yellow, different, sort of.
What was that Motrin or something? Or what
know.
Was that?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that was little, yellow, different.
So.
Whatever.
I get all these like MySpace. We're looking at MySpace right now.
Her name is Darby.
Yeah,
that's a made up name.
This is why I don't.
She sucks dick for coke.
Right. This is why I hate MySpace because I get a massive influx of these. But I always wonder. Right. I always wondered that if I click deny more and more, that actually these two chicks are sitting like at their computer. And they're like, oh man. He totally didn't accept our friend.
What,
like,
get MySpace
all
course?
We wanted was this little bearded Mexican
yeah, when
guy
we get
to,
like,
to love us.
When I get like, you know, like two whores like cuddling each other or whatever.
I get a lot of right. those on Twitter now, and it's really fucking annoying.
Awesome.
This is the guitar that I tuned down just so I could play Going to the Water. But anything you play on it sounds brutal now.
Oh.
Just keep talking.
Yeah, this is actually Joel's favorite part of the evening. To be fair, that's wrong. Sorry, that last note was wrong.
Oh, I skipped a chord.
Yeah. That's still wrong.
No.
There you go. There you go. We have a podcast request
what?
For one note song.
Oh, actually, I'm two steps down. And then every once in a while you bend it. And just remember who wrote that song. Me, baby.
But it was just one note.
What?
Oh, you can't that, fucking keep the bit going, dude. You fucking
forgot
failed.
The rest of it.
You, no,
I told you to do the bending every once in a while. I win. One nothing.
Next. Actually, anything, if you played Tenacious D in this, it would be brutal.
If I had my sound bites, I'd be playing the exit out.
It's like three steps lower than it's supposed to be.
Why?
Put it on.
So I can play Death Clock.
I told you, baby, but I'm... about it. Dying about it. Yum. So, are there any further topics for discussion?
I don't know, readers. Let's take a look. Cock push-ups, double team.
Right. Billy Corgan covering Tenacious D. That's a good one.
You can't play anything on this guitar except for Death Clock.
You should have another guitar. Don't you have like 17 guitars somewhere?
There's another one in the living room.
Is it?
Love that song so much. We swim home.
Transformed to take in water.
Cloaked in scales, we swim and swim. Home. Anyway, let's see what these guys are saying. Oh, yeah, I missed that part of that question.
Didn't we have stuff that we were like, hey, we're going to talk about that later, and then we forgot what it was?
Oh, yeah.
I made a racist remark at a Japanese steakhouse once.
At Kobe Steaks. Really? I remember that. That was good.
Jeremy was in town. And
No,
Jeremy's sister was in town.
Okay, so Jeremy that worked with his sister is sort of famous. She's been in a couple of movies. She
was Species 3.
Yes. She was on a show on ESPN for a while, too.
About
doing what?
And she's been in like 18 Target commercials.
Yeah, so anyway, she's in town going to visit like Jeremy's kid, and I tag along because I was invited, and it was like Jeremy's sister, Jen, Josh, myself, and
Mikey was there.
Yeah, so we're at Kobe Steakhouse, and it's hibachi. You sit around the big ass thing. So we're sitting there, and like our guy's doing the whole, you know, hibachi, you know, and he's like chopping up shit, and
a Jap?
We're like, yeah, no. I guess, whatever. So he does the bit, you know, where he takes the onions and slices them up, makes a cone.
The little volcano.
Volcano,
sure.
And then he fills it up with oil.
Volcano.
And then he lights it, and ours is kind of like, but that's it. So we're like, yeah,
yay.
It's no Nagasaki.
Yeah, so, you know, we get our meal, and there's a table behind us, probably about,
they're like
5 feet.
They're like 8 feet next to us.
Yeah, 8 feet. And their guy comes out, and, like, we're eating, and the table behind us is like, oh, they're all laughing. It's like, oh, man, that guy's awesome. Like, our guy kind of sucked.
So, like, I've had that happen before.
He's doing that, and, like, he gets to his onion, like, volcano thing, and he lights the fucker. And
dumps,
like
the whole bottle of oil.
It's like, and, like, we can feel the heat on our back so much so that everybody at our table, like, turns around. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, like the kid at their table is crying now.
Yeah.
And everyone at their table looks stunned. And
yeah, and we turn back, and for whatever reason, because my brain doesn't work properly.
Right. I mean, everybody was in stunned silence. And then
the first thing that comes out of my mouth during stunned silence is like, well, that is how we won World War II. And then everybody, mostly Mikey, is in like a horrific shock.
Well, Jeremy's sister,
who
doesn't
know you. Yeah, but Mikey's perfected that.
Yeah,
Mikey's perfected being extremely shocked when someone else is wrong.
I the fact that I just said it and then immediately went to like fried rice.
Yeah,
like it wasn't that big of a deal. But I guess Jeremy's sister kind of had a look of like, I just met this guy.
Those Hollywood types, man, they don't know.
Yeah,
she was best friends with Charisma Carpenter from Angel.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah,
she was like her maid of honor or something.
That's unbelievably weird.
David Bowie's even brutal. Anyway.
Wait, is that new Preston Gray that I haven't heard before?
Well, he just sent it to me during the podcast.
Oh, no shit. Is it a whole album or is it a track or what?
It's a rough mix. They're adding orchestra to this last track.
Jesse says, but he can't be minority. Jesse says you can't be racist because you're a minority.
Actually, Jesse is right.
That is correct.
It's in the bylaws.
Alexis Denisov is cooler than Charisma Carpenter. Period.
Right.
Plus, he's banging Willow.
That's pretty cool.
As in, they're married. I mean, that's not necessarily banging.
They don't actually bang anymore.
No, because they're married.
Banging Willow?
Wesley's been married to Willow since, like, before the show's ended.
Oh. Didn't know that.
It'd be funny if it was Wesley Crusher.
He guested on her show a couple of times. Well, she's on that NPH show.
What?
How I Banged Your Mother.
Pretty sure that's not what it's called.
How I Met Your Whore of a Mother. Ruined my life. Oh. What are you playing?
Just put it on shuffle.
Hi, Drink the Soup Podcast, post show. We just cry.
Why?
Cry about everything that's wrong.
Oh, whatever. There was more than just the hibachi story, though. There was something else that we're like, oh, that's good. It was
The cake.
Oh, yeah. That was it was for Eli's birthday. I don't think you ever saw that, maybe.
I had a picture.
You weren't there for that.
Somewhere.
It was when I was still living with Mikey and we had that two-story apartment.
Sure.
That was back whenever you two hated each other for whatever reason.
We didn't hate each other.
I'm going to go with You're Going to Wake Up Your Baby by playing that.
I don't think he cares.
Okay. So, yeah, anyway, I don't remember what birthday that was.
God, it was like
years ago. It was either 28. It was, no, actually, that was probably like 26, 27.
Yeah.
Just
for the record, it was a surprise birthday party for Eli.
And he
hates parties anyway, but I wanted to make him a cake. And because it's me, I wanted the cake itself to be racist.
Okay.
And so I called around every bakery in the Plano area asking them if they could make a cake in the shape of Texas. And then I was going to have them write in the icing, "Welcome to Texas, Elivorio," because Elivorio is his full first
name.
Sure. And it turns out that they won't do that for you.
Not in Plano.
Either they don't have a Texas-shaped cake pan.
Sure, that's probably pretty hard.
Okay.
That's like a custom cake.
Yeah, that's
so,
not...
So, I wasn't
Costco
going to let that,
that...
Yeah, I was not going to let that stop me. So, I went to the store, and I bought two cake mixes, one vanilla and one chocolate. And that's important. I'll come back to that. And I made two, like, just regular cakes, you know, and, like, just a regular-sized pan. And after that was done, I cut them together in the shape of the Texas-Mexico border.
Okay.
So the chocolate cake was Mexico.
Okay.
And the vanilla cake was Texas.
Texaco.
Right. And then the part, because so little of the chocolate became Mexico, I then, on the opposite side of the south part of Texas, I made a little curvy Gulf of Mexico and then got blue icing to, like, paint that over.
It was actually quite fantastic.
It actually was. So, and then I made my own little ghetto icing pouch thing because I watched Home and Garden TV one time or something.
Little do we know.
Yeah. And I wrote out in my best script, "Welcome to Texas, Elivorio."
Okay.
Then we went down to some shitty club that fucking sucked with the worst DJ ever.
Oh,
everybody got there like an hour ahead of you. We set everything up, and then we had to listen to some retard scratch records like an asshole. But we got the cake ready, which involved taking however many years you were that year, that many candles stacked along the border to make a fence. And then we had little plastic army men that were on the Texas side aiming over the border fence at Mexico. And then little plastic spiders on the Mexico side storming the walls trying to cross over into Texas.
Oh, wow.
Then whenever we got here, this was the best part, and it was unintended, but we lit the candles, and because they were all so close to each other, it created this giant flame wall.
The Mexicans out.
Yeah, and it like melted, like all the spiders melted down into Mexico.
You know what? The sad part, but yet funny part, was I was like, wow, that's really awesome, and I appreciate you doing this. Like, I genuinely was appreciative of it, and then I was like, where are the plates and forks? And they were like,
and we didn't
have
any.
Yeah, we forgot those.
Yeah.
So the cake was partly eaten, but it was kind of hard to eat because it was plastic, like burnt plastic all over it, because the little army guys caught on fire and started melting onto the cake, and the spiders caught on fire and melted on the cake.
And you have pictures of that somewhere?
I have pictures of that somewhere. They're probably at work. was a huge fan
of that
spectrum.
I know that there are pictures of the cake because I've seen them.
No, I have pictures of the whole cake and the evening.
I think there are pictures like while the flame wall is engaged.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It worked out better, and it looks like complete. I mean, if you look at it, you have to understand that I made it. So it's kind of like whenever, like if your daughter ever draws something for you and you're going to put it on the fridge and be like, that's awesome.
I already did.
And it's like the shittiest finger painting crap you've ever seen.
Hey.
It's true.
I critiqued her. Her use of color was very contrite. Oh, and
you call that a line? That's funny.
I'm like, was this supposed to be fucking cubism?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn this shit?
Have you ever had an original thought in your head? Really?
Besides, like, mommy, hungry.
Pay attention to me.
Wow, that's actually correct.
What?
So, I recently, and you and I were talking about this, I recently started using StumbleUpon.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm, like, bored, not bored, but between things, I like the fact that I can just click on this fucking button and just go stumble something. And shit just shows up, and it works. And I'm like, wow, that's great. Like, I just like clicking on shit and watching little images show up.
And so what have you sent me here?
I sent you something. I just clicked stumble, and that's what showed up.
So it's a it's like a diarrhea stain on a wall, and they've graffitied, I'm thinking, Arby's as a thought bubble coming out of it.
That's wonderful.
That's exactly how I feel about Arby's.
You know, actually,
I've gotten sick so many times.
Oh, this is like creative graffiti.
I lived in Minneapolis for a year, literally next door to an Arby's. So
did you get cancer?
No, I'm actually surprised myself. But their market fresh sandwiches are actually not bad. They have their little shaker things. Actually.
Oh my god, what? Dude! They've put up like an Ethiopian child above a Taco Bell sign that says hungry. It says still hungry. Like,
oh.
Oh,
wow. Man. This is my favorite guy. Like,
wow. Okay, I just realized what's actually happening here. This is genius.
Which one was that? Subversive graffiti.
On sign project or ad project? Which one?
Wow.
Whatever you sent me, spectreart.com.
Oh, I didn't realize that there were more. It was more.
No, you keep going.
Yeah, you keep scrolling. Oh, wow, there's a next, and the buttons keep going. Dude, this guy is awesome. You need to post it. Oh, my God, there's a dick in the fries. Oh, wait,
it's a finger.
They're chicken fries.
It's a finger, too. It's not a dick.
Oh, it's a thumb.
You just see dicks everywhere. Just
cocks constantly.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm
going back to the board.
I don't want to.
What is this fucker's talking about? Let's see. Yeah. The postcast is three men stumbling.
Bah.
To find their place in life.
No, it's like three men stumbling to get back in the wheelchair.
What?
I was making fun of retarded people.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really?
Have you seen the commercial for the iBot? Did I send you that?
No.
Did I send you that?
What?
I did send you that. Go to YouTube, type in iBot. Anybody who's listening still.
Okay, I'm getting questions here. Turn your music down. It's distracting.
God damn it. Your fucking guitar playing's distracting.
RC says, what do you do if the experiment fails? If the experiment fails, I have to get a job and support my family. So there you go.
Oh my god.
Speaking of wheelchairs.
Oh, that's just not right at all.
Greg says, what do you mean about the experiment coming to an end? Well, the experiment was only supposed to last 6 months, where I was going to see if it was actually going to be possible to do this as a full-time job. And the next 60 days will pretty much determine that. That's not a lot of time. So, you know, I'm waiting it out. We'll see what happens. Are you looking at wheelchair porn?
Actually, it was two people, like, fencing with walkers.
Which is pretty much wheelchair porn.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, iRobot.
Is it going well? It's going well in that it's the best job I've ever had. It's not financially lucrative, no. But it's sure a fuck ton of fun. I'll say that.
It is.
Claim Josh and Eli as dependents. I would.
No, please, because you will totally fuck my taxes if you do that. and Eli's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, actually.
Eli doesn't pay taxes.
Yeah, that's...
I've been on the run for years.
Let's see. Like Wesley Snipes.
What about... What? No. Who
he didn't pay his taxes. He's a vampire hunter. Didn't have to.
They caught him.
I think he was more like Willie Nelson, really.
They were like, Daywalker.
Willie there Nelson.
Daywalker.
That's what the judge said.
Daywalker.
Yeah, I prefer Wesley.
Daywalker.
Joel, if it fails, just be the webcomic person for Gearbox, like the guy for Red vs. Blue. Yeah, no.
We don't have a webcomic.
It could. I'll sell you mine.
I'm going to let you pitch that one to Randy. No, I'm going to let you pitch that one to Stephen Ball.
Remember, yeah. Remember 6 months ago when Mikey told me I had a job at Gearbox?
I remember whenever he was trying to like figure out if that was even possible.
He was like, dude, I'm totally getting you a job. And then every day it became less and less possible.
Right.
Until one day I was like, hey.
Because it turns out he doesn't have any of that power to make that decision.
Well, he tried. I appreciated it. But, yeah, it did not happen.
Yeah. What?
I didn't. Turns out, though, it was
he
a job.
He actually did. It was part of that whole, like.
Turns out it was a job I really wouldn't have wanted.
No.
It featured no creativity whatsoever. It was very,
Well, and you had, like, zero experience for the things that we were trying to fill at the time.
No, it's not true, actually. That particular job, I had a lot of experience.
Which one?
It was all, like, task scheduling.
Oh, we're talking about different jobs.
Experience for things that I don't want to do, though.
Right.
It would have been nice to work with cool people, but I'm not doing a no-fun job.
You would have been working all the time.
Woohoo! I'm working all the time now. Just at odd hours.
Hmm.
That would have been the same then.
This is work.
This is work.
This is me choking on chips.
It's fucking midnight. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, it's like a Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meh.
Oh,
hey, Denise
Monday.
Is still here. Not really. She's just logged in. Denise is on the chat the same way she's on the podcast. She's logged in, but she didn't say anything.
Right. She's looking at lolcats right now.
At what?
Lolcats?
I thought you said log hats. I'm like, what's a log hat, and where do I sign up?
Hmm.
Oh, she is listening. Damn it. I can't make fun of her if she's listening.
Yes, you can. It's better if she's listening.
Oh, they made a Tumblr Autobot.
What?
You see that? They took the Batman Tumblr and made it an Autobot.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Mm. All right, guys. You got anything else? Because we'll be wrapping up the post show here.
Just need to get back in the wheelchair.
Shortly. It has log hats, gourd hats. It is gourd hat.
Mm.
I love that clip of Denise going, I don't have a gourd hat.
I'm not sure I believe her, though.
Well, I know for a fact that she does.
Yeah.
It is sleepy in here. You know, the whole week that we were in Austin, the baby was like freaked out because we weren't at home, so she couldn't sleep. So none of us could sleep. So I was getting like 4 hours of sleep a night. No, but my mom came and checked out the house while we were gone, and she said the cats had eaten the like 19 days worth of food that we left out and shit everywhere. And so she's like, but I cleaned up all the shit. Which she didn't say that, obviously. And came home.
Poo.
And there was still shit everywhere, which means they shit again. Like, no. She cleaned up all of our, here's why we're pissed off at you shit. We better do it again.
Right.
But I don't know what they ate. They didn't eat all the food. The Dr. Horrible premiere is out? What?
I'm looking for it now.
Today now? Oh, no.
Hey, this week's Weeds.
Oh, no, I've got to go. I've got to go watch that.
Yeah. Is it on your TiVo? Did you, like, cue that shit up ahead of time?
You know what we should do? What?
I don't know.
Dr. Horrible can't be on the TiVo. It's on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You stupid.
I forgot how things work.
Let's just do a post show where all we do, I'm just going to make funny voices. And that's all we're going to do.
I think it's all that they want anyway.
That is all they want. That's all they
need. Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, Act 1. Click.
You're going to watch it right now? Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, we're in that hole. The black hole with sound.
Wow.
Why's it gotta be black? Hey, mute that until we're done, please. I've already done Gollum lines with a normal voice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a hold of the Batman script and read it as Gollum for the new movie.
No, you should get the alternate script for Indiana Jones.
Nuclear bombs, precious. It gets in the refrigerator.
No, we don't want
it,
to.
It does this whenever it's told. What do you?
It gets in the refrigerator. We don't like it.
Gollum keeps fat chicks in wells.
Right. Yeah. Well, you. That's it. That's the project. I'm gonna remake, Silence of the Lambs with Lord of the Rings characters.
Right.
As a radio play.
Genius.
It puts the lotion in the basket, precious.
And like the person in the well is Gollum. Right. It's Smeagol.
So is Jodie Foster played by an ent or what?
Jodie Foster's in it.
Right.
Dr. Lecter. Quid pro quo, Clarice. Dr. Lecter.
I can smell your cunt.
He said I can smell your cunt. And I myself cannot.
Oh, the movie is so good. So good.
Oh my god. Can we bring back Peter Jackson to reprise his role?
As
what?
The director?
Yeah, as Peter Jackson.
He'll direct Gollum. Andy Serkis will be everyone in the movie.
I thought you said it was a radio play.
Oh, that's right. That sucks. Well, he can direct from in the sound booth, I guess. Gollum would have to be multiple MIGs because he'd be throwing semen at everybody.
I can smell its cunt, precious!
MIGs.
But we can't. We can't smell it, precious. We can smell it, precious.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I got nothing. I don't know. Just, like, looking for something.
Honestly, I'm tired.
Monday was boring.
We should stop doing podcasts on Monday. Friday night's better.
No, I'm saying today's Monday was boring.
Oh.
Also, next Monday, I have a TF2 game that I cannot skip.
Then let's do it a different time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Monday's fine.
Put the lotion in the basket, Mr. Frodo. Just put the lotion in the basket. I'll carry you in the basket. Let me carry the basket, Mr. Frodo. No, Sam. The basket is mine to carry. Let me help you, Mr. Frodo.
Wait. So who is actually going to end up...
I don't know. What?
Who's the one that's going to actually do the tuck? And would you fuck me?
Would you fuck us, precious?
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck us. I wouldn't. I would.
Yeah. Stop slapping the table. There's four microphones on it. It's like...
Let's turn Denise's on.
It's off.
It needs a track.
No, it can still be loud. No, it right. Doesn't work.
Damn it.
Oh.
No, there's no track.
Whatever.
But it's still hooked up to the fire pod.
Hello. It's not an active track.
Shut the fuck up,
you
Eli.
Know how...
Fucking kill you.
Turns out that I'm the smartest technical guy out of all of us.
Yeah.
Fucking kill you with his fork.
Is that my Taco Bell fork?
Gandalf does the tuck. John Dark's right.
I cannot fucking believe that I went to Taco Bell and got food and they gave me two knives instead of two sporks.
They thought you were Chinese.
Me play joke, me put me
no!
in a Coke.
They were trying to best accommodate you with chopsticks.
I don't know.
Makeshift chopsticks.
No, they would have given him two like taquitos.
John Dark says, who is the smartest out of the three of you? And Dram says, Denise.
I think that's pretty clearly wrong.
Denise is the best well-read out of the three of us.
That may be true.
What's your gauge for smartness?
I don't know. I got admitted into Notre Dame and declined, like, decided not to go.
Good. A lot of good that did,
I was accepted into UT Austin.
Everybody gets admitted into UT Austin.
Not everybody in Beaumont.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. I play my everyone that I graduated with, every single person applied to UT, and everyone that got accepted went. And like all the ones that didn't went to the local community college and are probably still there, in Beaumont at least.
Yay.
I turned down Notre Dame and went to the community college, Texas State. Wow.
Smart
college.
Move. You're not in, you don't have $100,000 in debt.
Well, yeah.
And you have
that.
The job you wanted.
And yeah, and then there's that too.
So fuck Notre Dame. I was talking to my in-laws about this. My my father-in-law was an engineer for most of his career and then ended up in management and sales for a company that, you know, makes the insides of electronics. But like he's like his entire life has been marred by the fact that he never went to college. Despite the fact that he could like teach the course on how to do his job, he doesn't have that piece of paper that says, you know, he can actually do it. I was like, fuck it. How are you going to fix the system if everyone keeps going to college? Stop going to college. Go to community college. Learn things you want to know.
You can't fix the system from the inside if you're not on the inside.
You have to nuke it from the inside out.
The fridge? You have to nuke the fridge from inside the fridge?
You have to take a crack team of drillers to the center.
It's the only way to be sure.
Hitler cats? What, Denise? What are you talking about?
Kittlers.
Kittlers?
That's what it's called. Look up a Kittler.
No.
There's Hitler cats?
They're cats that have black... like around the lip area.
Genius.
Happens to look like Hitler.
Wow,
Hitler
are you serious? Type of
cats that look like Hitler.
Kittler.com.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Cats that look, that's fantastic. Is it cats that look like Hitler?
Yep, Kittlers.
I'm so glad that the internet has brought us this way. Best Kittlers.
My friend Stacy has a Kittler.
Wow.
Or might still have a Kittler.
Is it contagious?
I don't know. Are ovens contagious?
Yeah. What would LOL Hitler say?
No.
That's
but
horrible.
The showers are.
Arcee says, "You're Jews. I killed him up." That's horrible. LOL Hitler. There's you're nothing LOL about the Holocaust.
Was it like, "You're Jews. I love your lampshades"?
If it really
whoa.
If it had really happened, then yes,
what?
It would be hilarious.
After hours.
I'm in your Holocaust, killing your Jews. This is going to get me banned from the internet.
There's nothing that's not funny about that.
This is going to get me kicked off.
No, see, this one doesn't show up on iTunes.
Stop slapping the table. That's true.
Yeah, so you're in the clear.
Oh, man. They're going to revoke my internet license for that.
No, they'll give you a yellow card.
That's first class passage right there, man.
I'm in your shower turning on the gas.
Oh, no, and gas in your juice or something like
that. Oh,
you.
Man. I'm
a gas in your men's.
What? I'm in your shower, icing like
gas in all your dudes. That's not funny.
That's totally funny.
I'm in your ovens pre-marinating.
Oh shit!
Your
stop
juice.
It! Oh no! Oh,
I'm lightly see, peppering.
Okay, wait. We just got
my lampshade joke isn't nearly
got,
as father.
We just fine. Got we got sanctioned. Johnny Ace is apparently a Jew, so we're okay.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, no.
We're in.
Sweet.
We're that much closer to world domination.
Oh. Okay, I give Nardak points for that one.
Which fell off said,
the because what?
Read it.
Yeah, he leads off with my grandfather died in the concentration camp.
He fell off a garden tower. Internet, why?
I actually felt bad for a split second before I read
Internet.
The reply. I'd like to thank
this isn't. Drem says, this isn't cool. Some of the listeners are probably Nazis.
Yeah, dude, they're repressed people now, man.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
ICANN has thousand-year empire.
It's bad. Is it bad that I'm still trying to think of LOL Hitlers to say?
I'm in your Poland.
Oh, no, you suck at LOL Hitlers.
I'm in your attic. Like,
I'm in your attic hiding all your men's. Like,
writing your diaries.
Oh, my God.
Invisible crystal.
What?
What does that mean?
Crystal, okay. Oh, god damn it. This is like a history lesson.
What is it?
Crystal Nacht. It's basically the night that the Germans came through and like destroyed all the storefronts and like just broke. It's basically all the glass was like blown out into the streets from all the looting and crap. So
So like it's that scene in Schindler's List, and it's a German looking in the toilet and he says, "Oh hi, I found all your kids." Okay, thanks, bye.
That's inappropriate.
Oh my god.
Seriously, dude, there's nothing not funny about genocide.
It's not snow.
Ah,
I made you some snow, but I eated it. Yeah, we laughed to take away its power. Jesus.
I don't think he had anything to do with any of this.
No. He doesn't sanction any of this.
That's why he's a giant pussy.
Oh, hi, I upgraded your genocide. There's like a cat sticking its head out of a tank, and it's like, "Oh, hi, I fixed your tank. Don't worry, I are fixing it."
What? Invisible Blitzkriegs?
Yeah.
You need to really introduce a Nazi character into the comics.
Just like a regular character?
Yeah. Just all, and
like just, Steve the Nazi.
Right, just give him the little mustache, but then that's it. And just every once in a while, he says something totally, like, racist. You know, and Avenue Q taught us well, though. Because the Jews have all the money.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Everyone is a little bit racist.
Okay, mm-hmm. You're quoting something that I didn't create. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
It is copyrighted.
The Jews have all the money, and the whites have all the power. And I always in taxi cab with driver who no shower.
It's from Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Not from Hijinks and Sue. Okay. Right. Just making sure that we've.
There's actually. That. Because there is a Japanese woman who actually is a. She's one of the actual human characters in the show.
Uh-huh.
Because Sesame Street had people in it.
Sure.
And her name is Christmas Eve. And.
Why?
Because she's Japanese. That's why. Don't fucking question it. She is the most racist person in the entire show.
I bet they had fun writing that.
A lot.
I bet they had a lot of fun writing that.
Yeah.
I'm on your beaches killing your allies. Hey, wait, I just realized, is Jesse Monster an Avenue Q fan? Because of the monster surname?
Like, oh no, the word monster copyrighted Avenue Q.
I'm gonna tell.
On Avenue Q.
Oh, Jesus. The descent now into inappropriateness.
Like the puppet holocaust.
The puppet cost.
The furocost.
The ballocost.
Oh, yeah, the ballocost.
God, that was... Ugh.
And
this, you don't think there's anything inappropriate about this?
This doesn't offend you. Holding out, palming the basketball.
Oh, my God.
I think we've done enough damage.
Are
it's going to be 1 fucking a.m. in the morning when I get home.
We've hurt the world.
This last like 30 minutes has made the whole thing worth it. This was wonderful.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I needed to laugh at the expense of an entire culture.
That's good. That isn't yours.
That's not mine. Right.
I always want to think you're German, but I guess you're not.
I wish I were. I'm not really. That doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Josh lives an hour and a half away. No, it's 12:24 here in Texas. You're in a time warp, so you don't understand.
Let's do the time warp again. Sorry.
It's just a jump to the left.
And a step to the right.
Put your hands on your dick. And
squeeze your cheeks in tight.
We're done. Hi, Jason Sue. Yeah. Post show number 21. It's over.
Let the devil in.
I said
6.
It was 1.
What?
They're arguing in the farm.
Oh.
I need to go to bed.
I think
actually,
this thing
I
keeps going after we're
do.
Done.
That's cool.
God is 7.
Oh my god. Then the old one is 7? Cthulhu is 7?
Something like that.
Ooh, there's like a shirt or a comic there somewhere.
What?
I don't know. If man is 5 and the devil is 6, then Cthulhu is 7. I don't know. Hi, James and Sue. Post show. Podcast, vidcast, slash cast. Done. Thanks for hanging out. If you're hearing this live, thanks for hanging out and having fun with us and giving us stuff to make fun of at other people's expense. God damn it, we're all going to hell. And if you're not hearing it live, then thanks for your donation and for trying to keep Hijinksu alive. Keeping my baby in delicious meats and clothing.
Delicious.
And piles of gold. I do want to say one more thing before we go. I had to ship something via UPS, which I don't normally do.
Uh-huh.
And went to the UPS store in Frisco. And they had a homemade poster. It was not like a UPS, this came from corporate. It was homemade. And it said things you cannot ship via UPS. There's two columns, and they were both collages. Column one was things of extreme value. Column two was hazardous materials.
Okay.
Column one, things of extreme value, featured a dog.
Wow.
A pile of gold. Like, and each bar said gold bullion on it.
Nice. Okay.
Pile.
Just in case.
A pile.
In case
you're going to cart up in your hand truck.
Yeah. I need to ship this off to Vermont.
Hey, I've got a pile of gold here I need to ship. I don't have any bubble wrap. Like, how much is...
Can you guys wrap that?
How much is tape?
Do you put peanuts in that?
I need some peanuts for sure.
Yeah.
And,
Can I get the recycled boxes? I'm really environmentally conscious.
There was, like, Ming vases and, like... But there were just crude drawings of each... things that are too hazardous to ship. You know, guns, sure. A nondescript... jar labeled acid.
That's pretty cool.
A nondescript tank with a valve on the top labeled poison.
Okay, sure. I'm still right there with you.
Like, gonna show up and you go, hey, I've got a beaker of acid and a tank of poison. I need to get these to the White House immediately. Like,
right.
So that's all. I tried to take a picture of it, realized I didn't have my phone. I was so depressed.
Owned.
All right, now it's the end. Play us out, E-Break.
Good night, ladies.